And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several police officers were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Bala and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people had been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. The city is a flashpoint in the northern West Bank and is frequently raided by Israeli troops. Airstrikes there were rare before the war broke out in Gaza, but Israel's hit the territory's cities and towns, killing more than 500 people. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Israel-Hamas war protests continue on U.S. college campuses. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A group protesting the war in Gaza and demanding University of Chicago divest from companies doing business with Israel temporarily took over the Institute of Politics building on the school's campus Friday. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, campus police using riot shields scuffled with protesters. In Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania, police say 19 people, six of them students, were taken into custody Friday night after an attempt to occupy a building. Coming a week after an encampment had been broken up, students and others have set up tent encampments on campuses around the country to protest the Israel-Hamas war and demand colleges cut financial ties with Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.